All right. Good morning, everybody. Good to see everybody. Hope everybody's feeling good on this beautiful Sunday. Everybody find their place. Unusual days. I was coming back from Charlotte Thursday, and my car said it was 87 degrees. I thought, that's pretty amazing. But good luck. It's going to be 45 next Saturday. So I say, yeah. Got to love it. But it's good to see everybody. We do want to welcome you here to Gospel Light this morning. I hope you've come to worship with us today. Just looking for a good day here in the Lord's house. Just some quick announcements. I do remember all of our services, of course. Hope you'll be back with us tonight. Prayer rooms will be at 5:45. Service will be at 6. We'll have our Wednesday night service at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. And then don't forget, revival services coming up April 4th, 5th, and 6th. Brother James Knox, Lord willing, will be with us those days. Do pray for Brother James. His mama went home to be with the Lord Thursday evening, I think it was. So just pray for Brother James as they go through this time as well. But, boy, she was a godly lady. Boy, just a sweet, sweet lady. She'll be really missed. She was a fixture there in the church, done so much. Even into her 90s, she was busy, busy. So, just pray for Brother James. I'm looking for revival. I need revival. And listen, we don't have to wait till then. We can have it today. We'll just let the Lord do something for us. But it is good to see you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll get started this morning. Father, we sure love you. Sure are thankful, Lord, for another good day. Thankful, Lord, for your blessings. And Lord, we sure ask you again this morning, God, Lord, to use us. Lord, we sure want to get out of the way. Lord, we want you to have your way today. And Lord, I know you know every need. You know every heart this morning, God. And Lord, today we're living in some unusual days. Lord, it just seems like everything's just turned upside down, Lord. But God, I'm glad this morning I'm standing on a sure foundation. Lord, I know which way's up. I know which way's down. And Lord, I'm thankful, God, that you can give that peace that passeth all understanding, Lord. And God, we're sure needing you to speak to our hearts today, Lord. I do pray, Lord, for our young folks this morning, as they'll be having their classes in the different children's churches. And Lord, we sure need you here this morning, God, as we try to stand and preach the gospel. And Lord, we'll thank you. We'll praise you the best we know how. And Lord, if there would be somebody here today, somewhere in this building, God, that don't know you as their Savior, I pray today would be that day, the day they would surrender themselves unto you and they'd ask you into their heart, Lord. And we'll give you the praise, honor, and glory for it all. Of course, in your name we do pray. Amen. Let's stand and sing this morning.
All right, let's all stand. Turn to number 11. I hope I sing better than I talk. All right, so number 11, we're going to sing all the way through, all three verses. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. So let's sing it all the way through. Here we go.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Now, if anybody sees people bobbing up and down around here, I can't, it's one of those things, once it started, you can't get away from it. So anyway, it started back at a VBS a long, long time ago. Every time they say the word lifted, people stand up on their tiptoes, all right? So if you want to do it, go ahead. I'm not going to stop it. All right, so here we go, on the second verse. Here we go.
All my heart to Him I give, ever to Him I'll cling. In His blessed presence live, ever His praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best songs. Faithful, loving service to Him belongs. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. when nothing else could help, love lifted me.
On the last one,
souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by His love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. Billows His will obey. He your Savior wants to be. Be saved today. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Amen. All right, before you sit down, flip over to number 40, number 40 in the hymnal. Trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. It's a long song. We're just going to do the first, second, the last verse instead of all five. So here we go. We'll sing those three verses.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh nor a tear, can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
All right, on the last one.
Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Amen. All right, you be seated.
Brother Rick, if y'all want to come on. Miss Wendy, if y'all want to come. They're coming to sing for us this morning. Again, I love the good songs we sing, and I hope they mean something to you. I hope you're just not going through the words. They're good words, but I hope you put some meaning to them. Trust and obey, for there is no other way. That's the truth. But again, appreciate the good songs. Real quickly, just some prayer requests. Do get a bulletin. Of course, most stuff's in there. There's always needs, always things happening, things going on. Do pray, again, most of all for the lost. My goodness, we're living in some weird days, as I said before. I don't know when the Lord's coming back. All I do know is He is coming back. And He could come today, might come next week, might come a year from now, might be 100 years. I don't know. But either way, if it was 100 years, I doubt if there's anybody in this building that will be alive in 100. You're going to die one day. And that's what really matters, when you know where you're going when you die. So I hope you know that today. I do pray for the lost, of course. Do pray for our church, our missionaries. Continue to pray for Miss Bonnie D. Hart. Brother Gene did go home to be with the Lord this past week. I remember Brother Floyd Poplin. He did have knee surgery. He's at home. Last time I talked to him, he was doing well. Continue to pray for Brother Melvin, his family, Miss Rose. She's just waiting on the bus. She's getting ready to check out of here as well. So just pray for that as they go through that. Remember Brother Derek, he's got some surgery coming up shortly, hopefully, so just pray for him. Miss Cheryl, she's in treatment right now as well. Brother Bill's daughter doing treatments as well. So a lot of needs. Good to see Brother Hunting and his wife with us again today. Continue to pray for them as he's recovering, getting better. And again, we need prayer. Everybody needs prayer. And so let's make much of our prayer. We're studying that on Wednesday night. We've been studying through the whole armor of God. And one of the most important parts is the prayer. And we started looking at prayer this past Wednesday night. So we'll have several Wednesday nights on that. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. And aren't you glad? He says, call unto me and I will answer thee. This morning, I'm not calling out to a stick or a rock. Or a figment of my imagination. I'm calling out to the true and living God. So let's pray. Our Father, we love you. We sure are thankful once again for the privilege of prayer. God, as we enter into your throne room this morning, God, we sure are unworthy. But Lord, thank you for the blood. Thank you, Lord, for that veil being rent, God, that we could be able to enter into that place of your presence, Lord. And God, I thank you, Lord God, for people that do pray. Thank you, Lord, for those that pray for us. And God, there are needs this morning. I'm sure everybody in this building's got a need. And Lord, we're sure asking you, God, just to do something this morning. Lord, bless this time together. God, we've mentioned several names this morning. God, we just ask your hand upon them. And Lord, we want to give you the praise, honor, and glory for it all. For it's in your name we do pray and ask. Amen.
Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way, I was wretched and vile as could be. But my Savior in love gave me peace from above when he reached down his hand for me. When my Savior reached down for me, he had to reach way down for me. I was lost and undone without God or his Son when he reached down his hand for me. I was near to despair when he came to me there, and he showed me that I could be free. Then he lifted my feet, gave me gladness complete when he reached down his hand for me. When my Savior reached down for me, he had to reach way down for me. I was lost and undone without God or his Son when he reached down his hand for me. How my heart does rejoice when I hear his sweet voice. In the tempest to him I then flee, there to lean on his arms, safe, secure from all harm, since he reached down his hand for me. When my Savior reached down for me, he had to reach way down for me. I was lost and undone without God or his Son when he reached down his hand for me. When my Savior reached down for me. He had to reach way down for me. I was lost and undone without God or His Son when He reached down His hand for me. I was lost and undone without God or His Son when He reached down His hand for me.
Remember that day? Maybe you don't remember the actual date, or maybe you don't remember the actual time, but I hope you can remember a time in your life when something happened to you like nothing's ever happened to you. It wasn't the preacher, it wasn't some religion, it wasn't some church. It was the hand of God that reached down into that miry pit and reached down there lower than you could ever reach up, I promise you. And He picked you up, cleaned you up, set your feet on a rock, and the Bible says He established our going. So I praise His name this morning. What a Savior this morning. I hope you sure know Him. If you don't know Him, I sure hope you'll know Him today. I really do. This seems like we're there a lot this morning. There's only two places you're going to spend eternity. You're either going to spend eternity in a place called heaven. I've read a lot about it. I've thought a lot about it. One of these days, I'm going to step into the presence of a holy and a righteous God. And I'm going to bow at His face and His feet and praise His name because He's my Savior. The other place is a place called hell. You'll stand before a holy and righteous God, but you won't bow at His feet as a Savior. You'll hear these words, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you." And He's going to tell somebody. I don't know who that somebody is. Might be me. Might be you. But He's going to tell somebody to grab you and to cast you out into outer darkness. And you're going to be a place called hell forever. Just as much as I'm going to be in heaven forever, you don't just burn up like a leaf. You're going to spend eternity in a place where the fire is never quenched, where the worm never dies, totally absent from the presence of a holy God. I can't imagine, don't want to imagine, but there's people right now that's there. There might be somebody here today that's heading that way. I sure hope not. But I'm glad that God's still able today. God's still able to do great things. He's able to save you today if you'll let Him. So, amen. Take your Bibles this morning to the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 1 this morning. Psalms chapter 1. Again, appreciate you being here this morning. We are having a baptism here just following the service. We're going to give you some scripture this morning, give you what the Lord's laid on our heart. And boy, there's nothing. Me and Brother Russell was talking about when we got baptized. Brother Russell got baptized in a pond, he said. Said one of the ladies in the church back then had an accordion. Is that what it's called? The thing is like a piano, but you squeeze it. Is that an accordion? Had an accordion they play. I thought that'd be pretty neat. I remember my baptism. I got baptized at the river up there at Sloan's Mill above Union Grove. No, it's not Lenny's Mill. I know where I got baptized. Now, we have baptized at Lenny's Mill, but I didn't get baptized at Lenny's Mill. We good? All right. Where'd you get baptized? Friendship Baptist Church, yep. Iredell County Water, right? Yeah. I got baptized at the river there at Sloan's Mill. I can remember it like it was yesterday. Why? As soon as we stepped on the water, there were snakes went out through the water. I was like, this is a treat. Amen. But you know what? It don't matter if you got baptized in a pond or wherever she got baptized, in a baptism pool, or if you got baptized at the river. Baptism is nothing but a picture. It's not about being dunked in the water. That water up there is just Rowan County chlorinated water. That's all it is. Nothing special about it. What's special about what's done in our hearts? what the Lord did for us. And that's that picture of what we're going to see here in just a little while about that death, that burial. Praise God, it didn't end there. There's a resurrection to a new life. So we praise His name. Psalm chapter 1, that was not where we was heading, but here we are anyway. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1, if you found your place, let's stand this morning out of honor and reverence to the Word of God. What a book you have in your hand this morning. If you don't have a Bible, I sure want to encourage you to grab one out of your pew there. Follow along with us this morning. Just want to try to encourage us today. It doesn't take long these days to get discouraged. I went by the gas station. We were back there a minute ago talking. Went by the gas station and $3.99 a gallon for the cheap stuff. That's encouraging, isn't it? And there's that black truck I drive that it's like $5 a gallon for diesel fuel right now. Not much to be excited about, is it? Well, let me promise you, I'm not trying to discourage you, but I'm going to hopefully encourage you. If diesel fuel is $5 a gallon, I'll let you do the math. And these truckers have got about 500 gallons hanging, 250 on each side. You figured up how much that cost.
Yeah.
And wonder where they're going to get that money back from. From you. So it affects us. But I'm glad I got something this morning. Who cares? I got something this morning. I don't have to pay by the gallon. I don't have to pay by the month. I got it all this morning free. So Psalm chapter 1 this morning. I hadn't got there myself. Psalm chapter 1. Hang on. I'll get there myself. Psalm chapter 1, let's begin reading verse number 1. The Bible says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you once again. God, just to be able to read your word, just to be able to stand this morning and try our best, God, to lift you up. Lord, I pray this morning, God, that you just get me out of the way. God, we sure need to hear from heaven today. Lord, I'm thankful today that you speak. Lord, I ask you this morning, would you please help us today? God, touch hearts. Lord, I know this morning there's many here today that would claim to be saved, and I praise your name for it. But God, in these days, your children need some help. And Lord, I just pray, God, that you just help us today to see you. And Lord, there's some here today that's just like this ungodly one here. They're going to perish. They're like the chaff that's going to blow away. And God, I just ask you this morning, God, to help us today to see you. And we'll thank you for it. For it's in your name we pray. Amen. You be seated this morning. And again, we do what we are. It's an everyday changing thing. I know there's always been wars and rumors of wars. There's always been problems. There'll continue to be problems. I know that. But when we get in times like this, and again, we're going to be in these times, I believe, until the Lord comes back. I don't see things on this earth getting any better until the Lord comes back for the church and gets the church out of here. And then the world's really going to get in bad shape because that tribulation is going to start and this world is going to feel the whole wrath of God upon it. Right now, the only thing holding back God's wrath is you and I. We are the ones that one of these days the Lord is going to step out of heaven and call the church out of here. And then God's wrath will fall upon this earth. But here in this book, first chapter of this great book, the book of Psalms, we see a lot of things in these little six verses here that we read in your presence this morning. But I want to, again, in verses 1 and 2, we see the noughts and the is about this man. The Bible talks in verse number 3 about a person. He talks about there, he says, talk about it, or verse 1 says, a blessed man. And then he describes him here like a tree. And I want to look at that thought more than anything this morning. But before we get there, I believe we have to show this morning there are two types of people. I know the world today, and it amazes me how we are still dealing with this. But there's a lot of discrimination in our world today. I believe it's a lot of political mess that's got that stirred up. The news agents and all that stuff, they just like to keep it stirred up. But friend, when it comes to God, there's only two types of people. That's the lost and the saved. The lost and the saved. This morning, I hope you're in that crowd that's saved this morning. But let's look at here about this blessed man. First of all, this morning, he tells us what he is. Blessed is the man that, first of all, that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You know, I'm glad this morning when God saved me, when the Lord came into my heart and made me whole. I'm glad my desire for this world went away. I'm glad I don't have the desires like I used to have. I'm glad today that my heart and my mind and my eyes are stayed upon what God has for us. And it says here about this blessed man. It says that he won't walk in the ways of the ungodly there. And not only will he not walk, but he won't stand in the way of sinners. Again, you ought to be careful who you hang around. You ought to be careful where you who you associate with. I know we've got to go all out into a lost and a dying world. I know we need to go out into the highways and hedges and compel people to come in. But friend, a blessed man, a man that's living for God, a man that loves God, he'll not walk in the ways of this world. He'll not stand in the ways of this world. So it says, he walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So pretty much he tells us three things. He's not going to walk, he's not going to stand, and he's not going to sit in the ways of this world. This morning, again, I know I've used this illustration probably before. I haven't done it in many years. I'm not certified anymore anyway. But years ago, I got certified in scuba diving. And it was neat. Man, scuba diving's great. It's just one of those things to be able to go underwater. And we had this thing. We actually had our training in mom and daddy's pool. And they had this thing called a third lung. It's basically an air compressor on top of a tube with a lot of hose. And we could dive down and just sit on the bottom of the pool. And you could stay as long as you wanted to. Why? Because unless somebody turned the generator off and then, or the air compressor, and then you're in trouble. But, you know, but it was just neat to be down there. But there's something about being in water, being scuba diving. It's great as long as the water's outside of you. It's not real good when the water gets on the inside of you. And yeah, I have to live in this world, and yes, I have to walk, and I have to stand, and I have to sit. But I don't want this world to have that kind of effect on me. So we see what he's not, but what is he? Verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. That's a blessed man. A man that loves God, a man that desires to see God, a man that wants to walk with God and stand with God and sit with God. A man like that will love this Bible. He'll study this Bible. He'll live this Bible. This Bible ought to be important to you this morning if you claim to be a child of God. But then he gives us this great picture here in verse number 3. The Bible says this blessed man, it says there, and he shall, not that he might, if he's a blessed man, a man that loves the Word of God, a man that lives the Word of God, the man that stands with the Word of God, says he shall be like a tree. Now, there's something about a tree. We've all seen trees. I know right now it looks like with all the budding and things, trees are starting to come alive. That sap starting to get back up in them. Those trees are giving life once again. It won't be long till we'll see those leaves begin to come out on those trees, and we'll see that beauty of that tree. Right now, they look real dead. Right now, they've stood for these last months, and all we've seen is a stick, pretty much. Oh, but the Bible talks about a different type of tree here. This is one of those evergreen trees. Nothing affects it. It's always flourishing. It's always looking alive. It's always bright and shining. But that tree this morning, a picture of that strength, a picture of security, a picture of something to be seen. Three things this morning, real quickly, this morning I want to share that God tells us straight out of the Bible about this tree. The Bible says, blessed is a man that walketh not. And in verse 3 says, and he shall be like a tree, notice it here, planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Well, that sounds like something I'd like to be part of. I'm glad this morning I am part of that. I hope you're part of that. I hope this morning you understand. We are blessed this morning. Well, preacher, gas is $4 a gallon. Groceries going to be high. Everything's going to be high. Energy's going to be high. I'm still blessed. This morning, child of God, remember how blessed you are. That God would love you enough to die for you and to save you and to ever live for you. We're blessed. But the Bible says here about this blessed man, he's like a tree. And the first thing I want to show you here this morning, it says there again, he shall be like a tree. Notice it says planted by the river of water. No, it didn't say rivers. It said river. This morning, this tree, this blessed man is not out in the desert somewhere. This tree, this blessed man is not somewhere in a dry and barren land. This tree that God describes as a blessed man, the Lord, notice, He didn't just happen to grow there. He didn't just accidentally grow there. Notice what the Bible says about this man. It says here, he shall be like a tree planted. That tree here that we're talking about that describes a blessed man, God has planted you right where you need to be. Psalms 23, my shepherd, he knows what I need of. My shepherd knows I need water. My shepherd knows I need food. My shepherd knows exactly what I need. And my shepherd this morning, because he loves his sheep, he's planted me right here by a river, not a dry river. Notice there again, it says that that tree is planted by the river of water. That water, what a picture. Running water, the Spirit of God. That water here that flows out of the throne room of God. Our roots are should be sunk deep into the fertileness of God, and we absorb. That's what a tree does. That tree will have roots that go all out into the ground, and it'll go deep into that ground because it's going to get all that nutrients. And friend, this morning, God has planted you by a river of flowing water there that we can have the nutrients. We can have all that God has for you and I. This morning, we're blessed. I'm glad this morning that river's never going to run out. The Bible says it's a river that floweth. It's a river that's abundant. That river this morning that God chose to plant me meets every need. See, I'm blessed. I don't have to worry about where my next this has happened or this next thing. Well, preacher, what if you die? I'm going to heaven. Amen. This isn't my home. I want to live just as long as God wants me to live. I really do. I want to live right up to the moment that God says I'm done. I do. But if God says today's the day, I'm ready. So the Bible says here, I'm a tree that's been planted by that river. And then also again, notice that word planted. Again, not only are we given that thought of being a tree by the river, but friend, this morning, you've been chosen by God. Brother Hubert asked me a minute ago if we got our garden planted. You don't plant garden at my house till about the end of May. It'll frost till almost into June at my house. We live down in a hole. It's just where it does. About middle May is when we plant our garden. But we take those seeds and we take those plants and we put them in the ground. This morning, the hand of God has firmly planted me where He desires me to be. God Himself has chosen you and I to stand like that tree in a day like we live in to show forth that who God really is. So it talks about this blessed man that he's been planted there by the river. We see our nutrients. We see our position. But then last of all this morning, the Bible shows for us something wonderful here about this tree. The Bible says there, it says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water. Next of all, it says, that bringeth forth his fruit. You know what God desires out of you and I? He wants you to bear fruit. This tree that God has planted, not in somewhere that'll never grow, somewhere that'll never prosper. God has planted you in that fertileness of Him. He's that river. He's planted you in that fertile ground, and He's established you right where He wants you to be. And God wants us to bring forth fruit. That's a prosperous tree. I ask you this morning, would you let God, the great husbandry, would you let God look at you a little bit this morning and see how good you are as far as bringing forth some fruit? This morning we ought to be fruitful. Look over in John chapter 15 real quickly. John chapter 15, look at verse number 16. Here's that tree that God has planted. Look at verse 16. It says, ye have not chosen me. I didn't choose God. I didn't choose to be put where I was put. It says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Now, let me stop there. It keeps going back to my brain. I need to clear something out. Listen to me. God didn't just choose you and didn't choose you. God didn't choose you and didn't choose you. God chose the world. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. God chose every man, every woman, every boy, every girl with the opportunity to be saved. It says, you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it you. See, this morning, God says we're blessed, and we are. I just started looking this morning just a little bit more, and all the verses the Bible talks about being blessed. Now, I want to ask you something this morning. When you hear that thought of being blessed, what enters our mind? What is your definition? Are you blessed because you have money? Are you blessed because you have health? Are you blessed because you have a family? Are you blessed because you live in America? Are you blessed? All those are just things. I'm blessed because I've been tapped into God. I'm blessed this morning because I flow Him with inside of me. I'm blessed this morning because He guides me and directs me and speaks to me and walks with me. I'm blessed this morning because God has given me the ability to bring forth fruit. Not for myself, but for His honor and His glory. I'm blessed this morning because basically this, I belong to Him. Would I feel blessed this morning? Now listen, I don't know what your status is this morning. I can tell you this, you live in America, and you're better off than probably most of the world. I don't care how much money you got in the bank. I don't care how much job you have and don't have. You live in America, you're wealthy compared to the world. We've gone to some third world countries, and seen people. It amazes me. Brother Rick, I don't know how y'all deal with all your missionaries that go overseas and stuff. I've heard missionaries, and they don't like me when I tell them this, but that's okay. I don't want to go to wherever, Brother Rick. Africa. We'll use Africa. Everybody thinks Africa first thing off the bat. I don't want to go to Africa to make them like us. I don't want to westernize. But see, that's what a lot of missionaries want to do. They want to go in and westernize them. That's not what they need. They need Jesus. And when we went to Peru, it was one of the things that popped up a couple of times. Like, how can these people be happy living like that? Well, they live in a hut. Probably maybe 10 by 10, if it's 10 by 10. Probably more like 8 by 8 with no roof. Because it hardly ever rains where we were at. The government gave them water because there was no water to be had. They lived in a dirt room hut. And I heard several of our folks saying, how can they be so happy? So you're telling me this morning, if you lost everything you had, it could happen. And you ended up having to live in a cave somewhere, it could happen. That you didn't think you could be happy. I'm happy in the Lord. Amen. Now, preacher, that's good to say, but you still living in a house with air conditioning and heat and comfortable. I am. But I sure hope that I love God enough that if He took me out of that element, that it wasn't the element that kept me happy. It was, I'm happy because I'm like a tree that's planted by that river of water. Amen. That He's flowing through my veins. That I'm standing exactly where He wants me to stand. I've been planted exactly where He wants me to be planted. And I want to shine. I want to lift up the banner for Christ. And I want to bring forth fruit for His honor and glory. That's a blessed man. I don't care if it's in Africa or if it's in New York City. That's a blessed man. This morning, you're blessed if you're saved. I hope you realize that. Don't let your surroundings change you. Don't let your means change you. Always remember, you're a tree planted by a river of water, flowing. Our leaves, the Bible says, will not wither. Why? Because I'm alive. Oh, one of these days, I told my wife yesterday, I picked out a spot. She don't like it when I do this, but I told her yesterday, we was coming back down the hill by our front pond, and man, it's getting pretty up there. Grass is starting to turn green. It's just beautiful. I love it. And I told my wife, I said, right there would be a good place to plant me one day. Be a pretty place. But I told her, that's just where my body's going to be. I'll be with the Lord. This morning, I hope you know Him. I'm blessed. Blessed beyond measure. This morning, if you know the Lord, you're blessed. This morning, if you don't know the Lord, you're not blessed. The Bible says that you're like that chaff. He knows exactly where I am. You're going to be in a place called hell. That's where you're going to be. But friend, this morning, just like on that day at Vacation Bible School, and I asked the Lord to come into my heart and save me, instantly, I was plucked out of this old world and God planted me into that place. And I've been flowing from Him ever since. This morning, if you're not saved, today would be a good day to get saved. Blessed is the man. I'm blessed. Let's stand together this morning. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed this morning. We've been given another opportunity to hear the Word of God. It's not about me. It's not about my words. It's about the Lord and His words. God has assured me once again that I'm a blessed man. Oh, it might get tough around here before it gets any better. We don't know what's coming around the corner. I'm not trying to fool you. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to get you to be real. I hope this morning you find your strength in the Lord. I hope you find your supply in the Lord. The question this morning is, do you know Him? I wonder this morning, and nobody's looking around but me and the Lord. I wonder this morning how many of us this morning could raise our hands high and lift it up this morning. Could raise your hands and say, "Preacher, I know without a shadow of a doubt, I know I'm saved and going to heaven." How many can testify to that? Boy, hands everywhere. Thank you so much. You can put them down. This morning, maybe you're here and you couldn't lift your hand. Maybe you're here this morning and you don't know the Lord. I'm not going to come to you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm just going to pray that God, if somebody's here that way, that God would speak to that heart. If you're here this morning and you don't know the Lord, they're going to start playing. Brother Russell's going to start singing. You need to come around this altar this morning for any reason, saved or lost. If you're here this morning, you're lost, come, let us take the Bible and show you how to be saved. If you're here this morning, you're saved, maybe you just need to do some business with the Lord and get some things straightened up. Let that water flow freely through you. You just mind the Lord today. praying this morning. You need to come. Brother Russell, if you will.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come.
Finish out our service this morning in a special, special way. Love to see people get saved. I do. And after they get saved, I love to see people want to follow the Lord. And come on, Trey. Trey's been coming around here for a little bit and told me the other week, he says, I'd like to get baptized. And we talked a little bit about his salvation. And he says he knows for sure that he's saved on his way to heaven. And now he just wants to follow the Lord in baptism. Again, I say it every time I do a baptism. Baptism is a picture. I don't have my wedding ring on this morning, but guess what? I'm still married. That ring is a picture to the world that I am married. This morning, that's what this picture is here. It is that death, that burial, that resurrection. Father, in obedience of this young man to the Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, I baptize this my brother. Amen. Amen. Now, he was saved before he got in the water. He's saved when he gets out of the water. This is a young tree. I'm an old tree. This is a young tree. He's been tapped into the right place. Why not to see him grow into something big, wouldn't you? That means we need to pray for him. Encourage him. Not just him, every one of us. Amen. Let's stand together and we'll be dismissed. Don't forget about services tonight. I hope you'll be back. 5:45 in prayer room. Service will be at 6 this evening. I hope to see you this evening. Have a good afternoon. Be safe. I do remember our prayer request and get you a bulletin. Most of them's in there, of course. Anything else, Mom? I mentioned it. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we love you. Thank you again, Lord, for the good day. Sure, thank you, Lord, for the boat. God, thank you, Lord, for the blood. Just thank you, Lord, for knowing we're on our way to heaven. We're blessed. And Lord, I just ask you once again, God, to help us in these days. God, to stand as that tree. God, stand proud, stand strong. God, not in who we are, but on who you are. And Lord, I just pray, God, that you'll help Trey, God, as he goes throughout his life. God, that he would just give himself to following you in every way he goes. Lord, go with us now this afternoon. God, give safety, rest. Lord, bring us back tonight if it be your will. And God, we'll thank you and praise you for all you do. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a good afternoon.